With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The two participants in Tuesday's presidential debate were in New York today for the annual 9/11 ceremony at Ground Zero. Julie Walker reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump hot off their presidential debate Tuesday night, shaking hands Wednesday morning at the 9/11 memorial just ahead of the start of the annual ceremony honoring the almost 3,000 victims killed that day. Also there, President Biden, J.D. Vance, Mike Bloomberg. But the day is not about the politicians. It's about the people who died. That's why Diane Massaroli, who lost her husband Michael, says she attends.
I feel I have to be here because no remains were ever found of him. So to me, this is his resting place. So that's why I come.
I'm Julie Walker.
The 9/11 attacks 23 years ago altered U.S. foreign policy, domestic security practices, and the mindset of many Americans who had not previously felt vulnerable to attacks by foreign extremists. Also at SRNnews.com, Category 1 Hurricane Francine heading toward Louisiana, and an expected landfall amid forecast of a potentially deadly storm surge, destructive winds, and widespread flooding. Some good news for Senate Republicans this week.
The National Republican Senatorial Committee said at its meeting this week that in liberal-leaning Maryland, popular former Republican Governor Larry Hogan is now in a dead heat with Democrat Angela Alsobrooks. In Montana, Trump-endorsed businessman Tim Sheehy is leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 4 points. And West Virginia Governor Jim Justice leads his Democratic opponent by more than 30. Republicans remain optimistic they can reverse the Democrats' current 51-seat majority in November. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Dow dropping 460 points and the NASDAQ composite 59 in the red. This is SRN News. Religious Americans back Trump.
With the election day looming, the Pew Research Center has released a new poll that indicates that a majority of both Protestants and Catholics are more inclined to vote for the former president than they are for Vice President Kamala Harris. 61% of Protestants are in the Trump camp, including 82% of white evangelicals. 52% of Catholics support the Republican nominee, including 61% of white Catholics. Jewish people and atheists lean toward Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pakistani man has been arrested in Canada and accused of plotting mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of last year's October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. U.S. lawmen say Mohammed Khan attempted to travel from Canada, where he lives, to New York City with the goal of killing as many Jewish people as possible in the name of ISIS. This is SRN News. A South Carolina Republican congressman collapses at a Ukraine event. Bernie Bennett has more.
Congressman Joe Wilson collapsed Tuesday night while attending Ukraine's Independence Day celebration in Washington, D.C. Wilson appeared responsive as he received medical treatment. Other attendees at the event said Wilson appeared to receive CPR after he fell. South Carolina's Republican Attorney General Alan Wilson said in a statement that the congressman experienced stroke-like symptoms but was in stable condition. Ukraine's ambassador to Washington, Oksana Markarova, called it nothing short of a miracle that Wilson was treated on the spot. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Authorities say the body of a missing boater has been recovered from the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon, the death the 16th at the popular tourist destination. So far this year, park rangers used a helicopter to locate what they say appears to be the 71-year-old missing man about 10 miles downstream. The person's identity and hometown not released. More details at SRNnews.com.